It's interesting that we are now reading again the readings of the Epiphany, since we had all the ferie of the Epiphany, and the Masses were all of the same propers and readings as the day of the Epiphany. But now we have gone beyond the days of the Epiphany as we celebrate the last few weeks of the season of Christmas. And on this day, the first one of those, of course, yesterday we had the Feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, which we celebrated. But today is the first one that we have vestments that are not gold or white or silver. We have red vestments. And these particular ones, one of the priests was here to see me today, and he said, "What beautiful vestments." I said, "Yes, they're all about 120 years old. And I wore them for one of my first Masses on the tomb of St. Peter." But today we celebrate the feast of a successor, a very close by successor of St. Peter, Pope St. Marcellus I. And St. Marcellus was a Roman. He was ordained a priest and so forth, and then eventually, during the persecutions, very, very severe persecutions, Diocletian and Maximian and so forth, once there was enough time for freedom to elect the new pope, he was elected. Now, this was around the year 308 or so A.D., before the freedom granted to the church by St. Constantine the Great. And Marcellus, at that time, saw that the church in Rome was growing by leaps and bounds. So he decided to divide the church into parishes and districts and so forth. And this angered the emperor. He was all right if they were just unheard of. But now that they were being divided and growing and growing and growing, he got furious. So he arrested Pope Marcellus. And he was only pope for about a year and a half. And the first thing he did was he arrested him and sent him to his stables, where the pope had to feed the cattle, the horses, and shovel their manure. What more way to humble the pope than to make him do such a thing? And so he did it. He knew that it was necessary to suffer in order to follow Christ. Well, the emperor got calmed down and he let him go, especially at the bequest of a pious woman of Rome, St. Lucina. So St. Lucina took the pope to her own home, and the Holy Father at that place began to celebrate Mass and ordain priests and so forth. The church was indeed growing. And the emperor heard of it. So he said, "Okay, well, you want to be in Lucina's house, in her throne room, in her basilica, you will be there." And so he brought his horses and cattle and planted them in St. Lucina's house, right in the middle of what was the church, where the Holy Father had celebrated Mass. And he had to continue to feed the animals and do everything for them. Finally, they beat him to death, and so he died around the year 310 A.D. One of the problems that he had, and we're soon going to be seeing in the bulletin, the heresies of the early church, which are still around today, especially under the title of modernism, which is the Medusa of all heresies, according to St. Pius X, was the fact that the question of the lapsed Catholics, the lapsi, they were afraid of torture and death as they saw so many martyrs who suffered so horribly. And so a lot of them went ahead and denied Christ and threw incense on the fire of the pagan gods. And they were known as lapsi, the lapsed Catholics. Well, they repented, some of them, not all of them, and they wanted to come back into the church. And there was a lot of controversy for several centuries. Should they be allowed in or not? And some took a very tough stance, and others didn't. St. Marcellus said, they can be allowed in after a period of penance if they promise that they're never going to do this again. And of course, that caused a lot of people to be upset with him. But nevertheless, that is the practice that the church followed in the next few centuries until all the persecutions were done with. And so today we honor Pope St. Marcellus. And I remember this because it was in between one university and the other, and I would walk that street, Il Corso, which is a street that is right in front of that big wedding cake monument that's there, the Victor Emmanuel monument. And the buses were going there, but I usually would walk. I used to walk miles every day. And there, in the middle of the Corso, as it was called, that street, the Corso, Il Corso, there was the church of St. Marcellus, which was Lucina's house, St. Lucina's house. And on this day in particular, the bust of Pope St. Marcellus is exposed with his relics inside, and thousands of Catholics, both the Romans and those who are not Romans, come to pay homage to Pope St. Marcellus I. So we pray to him in particular today to grant us a strong and traditional pope and to overcome all the evils that the church is facing today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.